First one's called Served by Destiny. For Destiny and Company at Steak and Shake. After 7 days' worth of weird shifting, planar drifting, depressive mania, and dissociation, I step from out to in, from dark to light, from cold to warmth, from isolation to interaction, and smile when I realize I'm being greeted and served by this diner's destiny. African curvaceous, American goddess, she's the first waitress in sight. It must be right to be here now. In the midst of everything changing again, exhaustingly after a year and a season of grieving, yet celebrating today, post hearing my first poem professionally produced and performed on National Public Radio. My heart racing, blood pumping hard, body pulsing with calories, first full meal in days feeding all my flesh, dulling my senses, evidenced by my ears' delight to the desperately upbeat adolescent music pouring from special ceiling speakers like oral rain to quench any disquieting ignitions of silence. Food inhaled, coffee sipping, mocha mint milkshake in the making. Other waitresses, satisfying their curiosity, reveal their own creative inclinations, kindred literary ambitions. As I scribble this poetic reproof, repriming my muse's well of patience with my passionate proclivities profane. And with a psychic ping, the song, this pen, this poem, and this place, take my hand and welcome home my soul, lost to myself this week, restored as simply as sucking sweetness through a straw. And this one is for Conrad, called Storm Passes for Conrad for Asking. In an hour, in reply to an offhand request, I solidly typed the headlines of my whole life, without shame, with regard for my true name, holding the line holy, beyond sacred or profane, wholly mundane, entirely meaningful. As the keys drummed beneath my thrumming fingertips, I felt again how it all really happened, past tense. And here I am, still alive, still turning pages, still willing to be me. When I pressed send, my tears returned, a weeping of relief, of relief, washing in this now time with calm trust in this new living. And that's when I realized I am on the other side of the storm. Thank you.